France and tēnei, this is your Wātea English News. Former Māori Development Minister Willie Jackson says the Waitangi Tribunal has brought great change for Māori and New Zealand over its 50 years despite almost consistent criticism. Today, the court will rule on whether the tribunal has the power to force Children's Minister Karen Chua to appear before it on Friday to explain her reasons for repealing Section 7AA of the Oranga Tamariki Act. That's the section setting out her ministry's obligation under the Treaty of Waitangi to uphold mana tamariki and attempt to ensure Māori children are placed with whānau. Mr. Jackson says he's proud of the tribunal's impact, even though in most claims it only has powers of recommendation.
The tribunal has investigated the impact of us not having our reo, and you've seen the influence that they've had in terms of Māori broadcasting, Māori health, Māori education. It's been huge. It's not just about treaty settlements. It's about all the impacts of colonisation. These are the areas that the tribunal have investigated.
On other news, Health New Zealand Chief Executive Margie Upper is defending a crackdown on staff leave and shift arrangements as standard operational procedure. Last week, Te Whatu Ora informed health unions it was clamping down on annual and sick leave, extra staff, penal payments and roster arrangements as part of its budget drive. Ms Upper says 2,493 full-time nurses have joined over the past year in a post-COVID influx.
And it's a reminder because we, as I've said, we have seen an improvement in permanent staffing being hired, and so we'd expect that managers are using those resources to the best of their ability.
Margie Upper says there are still staff shortages in mental health, emergency departments and critical care units, where more specialist skills are needed. And finally, a member of the Ngāti Tūmātauinga contingent to tomorrow's Anzac commemorations in Gallipoli says she's looking forward to a very special experience. The 40 Defence Force members arrived in Turkey last week to acclimatise and rehearse before the ceremonies, with them returning a week later. Ash Huata says that Orpu has been to the site with local historians to learn more about what happened that day 109 years ago.
So everyone knows about the war and what happened, but to actually go into detail about it, it sheds a whole new light on everything that actually happened up at Gallipoli. That is actually really awesome. Oh, it is a place to be honest. It is beautiful.
Ash Huata says the team has been lifted up by the manaakitanga of the locals and the karakia around the battle sites. And that's your Wātea English News.